100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until The Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the story. And the topic was wordy. I don't think folks liked the topic much. There were fewer stories sent this week than usual. Although, was it the topic? Is it just the fact that it's almost springtime or snow? I don't know. I never know. And I'm not going to impose my guesses. Just, it is what it is. And if folks take a break, that's cool. Go do creative things elsewhere if you need to mow the lawn or, I don't know. It's kind of neat. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now and let y'all enjoy the stories, and then we'll be back in a bit.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 672 with a prompt of wordy. I hope everyone's leapt forward with this spring, or sprung forward, however you want to call it, and are not an hour behind. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert met Linolia Amanda for lunch and could tell from her dark expression all had not gone well. She frowned even deeper, opening her lunch bag. Can you believe? Mr. Ziegler said my Harry Potter report was too wordy. It was an oral report. How can an oral report be too wordy? Bilbert shrugged. I don't know. How did it compare in length to the other reports?
Other reports? Linolia Amanda asked. There weren't any others. I took the whole class time.
Bilbert bit the side of his cheek and nodded his head.
Yeah, I can't see how he'd call that wordy.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning. This is Richard, and I'm currently suffering from Ebola or something equally nasty. Nevertheless, I'm going to struggle through. This is my submission on the topic wordy. After years of failing to succeed in business with women or even to build proper friendships, I decided to see an image consultant to try and change my luck. After just one session, he said he had me all figured out. It was my body language, he said. It's just far too wordy. Your voice says one thing, but your body is all over the place. This, he said, was the root cause of my problem, and with practice, I could fix it. I protested, but he was having none of it. That's Tourette's for you. Fuckwit. Right, I'm off now to die in a corner somewhere, so if I do make it through to next week, I'll see you then. Till then, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Any last thoughts? I asked. Then as he opened his mouth to speak, I gave him a hard stare. Don't make it too wordy, I haven't got all day. He looked deflated. Understandable, really. Most of us would like to leave this world with something worthwhile quoting, but death tends to surprise us, making it tricky to prepare a fitting last utterance. As for this guy, he knew exactly when his time was up. But having me telling him to get a move on certainly wouldn't help his mood. Like all of them, his last words would only be terrified screams.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Having Kissed a Stone. Wordsey O'Brien had nearly graduated from Trinity College. Of course, no one there called him that. He got that moniker when he ran with Michael Sullivan's Dusters. 'Twas the blarney that caused his timely exit from Trinity. One might say pillow talk with the Chancellor's daughter put the flame to flee to his feet. I think it was the result of a savage beating leveled during a school-wide debate with the Marquess of Ravensguard. Pissing off semi-royalty, while immensely satisfying, is always costly in the end. Wordsey was Wordsey, because his words had kept him from the multiple nooses. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Why Kill a Mockingbird by John DeCleese. He sings like a bird, a loud bird, a bird on a branch in public. And because he is singing things that someone does not want to be heard by all those around, that someone thinks he is being mocked, which is only marginally true. The bird cares not the content of his song. He only sings what he sees, what he discovers, what he roots out of the dirt, the base of the tree. Like any mockingbird, he repeats the songs that other birds have sung. Birds do not trumpet truth filtered by discretion. They just sing. Politics Leads to Drink by John DeCleese. Mark Twain said, I am a political mugwump. My mug is on one side of the fence and my wump is on the other. The Queen of Hearts discovered an effective way of separating mugs from wumps, but that left a very wide aisle in Parliament with no possibility of a meeting ground between the two ruling parties, the Red Rose Party and the White Rose Party. And that inevitably led to the War of the Roses. As for me, I tend to sit my wump down in a chair, put a mug of porter on the table, and drink. Please check out my longer stories at www.piswyk.net. That's PISWYCK.net.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Remember that old Twilight Zone episode where the talking Tina doll says all kinds of scary things? Well, my friend Tina talks a lot, and she says all kinds of scary things. I used to joke that they wrote that episode based on Tina, but that's absurd. That show was long before Tina was born. Unless Tina is actually from the Twilight Zone, and she can travel in time. In space. Why is it a doll in the show? Because back then, the person saying those things would have been too scary. So they wrote her as a doll.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories on the topic of wordy. Thank you to everyone who was a part of this and took a little time out of your lives to think and imagine and let it all take you where you go. And thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And the next topic is kill. So let's see where you go with that. Now, if you ran out of time because of daylight savings time or whatever, and you're like, oh my God, I need one more hour to get it to, that's all right. Just send the story in when you feel like, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.